You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Here's Johnny.
John Peterson.
That's John. I'm Gordy. Producer Dom in the hot box. We have showers and thunderstorms in Madison working their way through the downtown area here, state streets. Got a little bit of flash flooding going on.
Probably downpours.
But this should all clear out. We'll see a high near 90 this afternoon with a lot of sunshine expected later. Right now it's in the mid-70s. And we've asked Tom and Christy Manis to stick around for a few more minutes. We were talking with them just before the break about this book, The Historic Wisconsin Roadsides. There's just so much in this book.
Yeah.
And so much that you've traveled all over the state and, you know,
it seemed like we were seen just some scratching of the better the things. Surface. Yeah. I mean, we couldn't just let you go. I mean, all the things that you could still tell us.
Yes.
Historic Wisconsin, you're telling people, you know, hey, try this out, try that out. But you've also got another book, and that is Secret Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Fill us in. Now, this is a different look at Wisconsin, right?
What's the biggest secret that we have in
the
Wisconsin?
Biggest secret? Well, we have so many secrets in Wisconsin.
I know.
A lot to choose from.
There's so many more that we
have
written
secret,
about.
But they're secret, so we can't really tell anybody about it.
Right.
Right. So maybe we should just sit quietly.
Yeah,
no.
Let's not get into that book then. Well, tell us some of the things in Secret Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So in Durand, which is where we live now, near us in Eau Claire, okay. It's about 20 minutes away. And downtown, there's hundreds, maybe even thousands of people go past downtown, have no idea what's there. In the Corral Bar, the owners bought the building next door to create an event space. And so they started tearing into it, and they found this big, colorful buffalo behind the, you know, the boards and stuff they were tearing out. And they're like, okay, what's going on?
Yeah.
So he carefully tore it away. And what happened was there is a 55-foot-long by 9-foot-tall temporary circus poster from the 1880s. It was only supposed to last about 2 to 2.5 months.
Okay.
And one of the curators at Circus World said that it's the biggest and most preserved circus poster of its kind he's ever seen.
Wow.
And so circus performers, they would travel ahead and do the advertisements, and they use lithograph paper, and they would stamp them as, you know, advertising, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And so they wouldn't have to come back and take them down.
Wow. Now, I lived in Baraboo for 8 or 9 years, and I've been to the Circus World a number of times, and they have such a huge collection of that kind of memorabilia, these old, gorgeous posters, and, of course, the circus wagons in there. Any other historic finds like that in your Secrets of Wisconsin book?
A little different, but one thing that I think is really cool is down in Cudahy. I think I'm saying that right.
Yeah,
there's an old department store. It's called Dredsky's.
Mm. Wow.
And it's still open.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk in, and it's like walking back in time. They're still selling old stock stuff.
Yeah.
You can buy, if you need a leisure suit from the 70s, you can go buy one.
Wow.
And
the
original owner still works behind the counter. At least she did as of like 6 months ago.
Yeah, okay.
And they don't buy any new stock. It is literally a department store filled with old, old stuff.
Where do they get it?
Leisure suit.
Apparently they've
resale
had stock or? And no, since, no, this
is
like
original
stuff.
Stuff they still have.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is.
And
it's
big. It's a big store.
Oh.
But one of the things with that fascinates me is they still have the old cash pay system where the you know, person at the counter, they take their money and put it in a cup and they send it to the people upstairs in this old metal railway.
No.
And then they make change. The accounting department makes change and they send it back.
You're kidding.
You have to drive down there and just go in this department
this
store.
This is in Cudahy?
Yeah. And it's right on like the main street.
Yeah. This is where I buy my Patrick Cudahy bacon. So.
Is that right?
Well,
that's
stop
where you
there
got that
time.
Leisure suit that I
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll get a leisure suit. That's an amazing thing. I mean, that's something you notice when you're in there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, we had heard about this and thought we had to check it out. That's one thing we do.
Yeah.
We don't look it up online or, you know, write it that way. We actually go to everything.
Wow.
I mean, to the point where we heard about the Marfa Lights not too long ago, a couple of years ago, and decided Marfa Lights down in Texas.
South Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And so we had to drive all the way down there and check it out.
And was it worth it?
It was.
Oh, definitely.
It was.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Well, that's what.
Oh, really? I mean, is it in the sky?
Is it something that. It is. And I walked away thinking that it's got to be extraterrestrial or something. I mean, it's been disputed. We did a story on it and we researched it. And even PhDs say there's no explanation for it. So
people have tried to disprove it and they can't. But lights, different color lights, they hover in the air right above the horizon. And sometimes they'll split and they kind of slowly dance. And then they'll disappear, and then they'll reappear again. And at one point, we counted 11 at the most. And, you know, we're skeptics. So we're like, we kept going back. We went back early in the morning, like 4 o'clock in the morning. We went back, you know, the next night, and they were still there. And we found out we were so lucky because most people don't see them.
Oh.
This is the kind of stuff we do, though. We love to get out and see what we can find and find out the answers and figure out the why.
Is there, like, a secret here in Madison or around Madison that we should know about? Or at least, you know, an adventure that people could take in Wisconsin, in Madison or
nearby.
Well,
or
do you guys know about Gravity Hill?
Well,
is this in the Dells? This isn't the old Wonder Spot, is it?
No, come on.
That thing was nuts.
No, Wonder Spot, they have like 6 places in the country.
Yeah, they
aren't all hills Gravity Hills, right? You know, you fall and you're rolling down the hill.
Okay, out in Schulzburg, not too far from Madison.
Okay.
Yeah.
On a country road. You park your car on the country road,
and
gravity pulls it uphill.
Oh, no.
Like there's little elves pushing you. Yeah, no, seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so there's a blue sign that gives you instructions, and it's right outside the city limits. It's right there. And so you put it in neutral, and we're not talking about just slowly rolling. I mean,
it's like,
we were up to like 5 miles an hour rolling. I mean,
and skeptics that we are, we went back like 2 or 3 times and spent time there doing all different angles.
Is it an optical illusion? I mean, you could be actually uphill or downhill, right? Yeah.
One time.
But it's so cool. You have to do it. I mean, what a great thing to take a carload of kids to, you know?
And freak them out.
Yeah.
Yes, not explain it.
I know.
One time we were there and we had to wait in line because people were pulling over on the side of the road waiting.
Really?
Right beside a cornfield.
Okay. Wow, we got time for a couple more there. There's one here that I want to find out. You say the original Butterburger is not where we think it is. Okay, where do we think? Is this Culver's?
This is a place you really have to check it out. And you have to see this in person. Okay, so 1936, it was in the 30s, I believe it was 36. Sally's Grill in Glendale. So they say they have the original Butterburger. So obviously skeptics, you know, we have to check out. So they have the butter is actually cooking on the grill. They put the burgers on, and then they steam it with onions, and then they take the bun. Now, before they take the bun, they have just, you know, stacks and stacks of 1-pound blocks of butter. Of course, it's Wisconsin. You know, thank goodness.
Okay. not hard to find butter.
Yeah. And so what they do is they put it room temperature. Then they put it in an old-fashioned milkshake machine with a metal cup, and they whip it really good, you know.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay, Then they take it when the right before the burger is done, they take it and it's just like icing. They have like an icing spreader. They dip it in and they put it in. It must be like 3 inches thick on the top. They spread it on the top of the bun. And so then they put the burger on, they put the top on, and then the butter melts on top. Oh. And it's just like the burger. And they have these special plates that fit it just right. So, but the butter melts, and it's like the burger is sitting in a moat of butter.
It's like this deep.
I was going to say, it seems like a wet burger.
That sounds healthy.
They cut it in half to help you, though.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's helpful, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
That seems like an unhealthy thing to eat on a regular basis.
Slightly.
Yeah. It's amazing the amount of people that are there for it, though.
Oh, yeah.
When we were there, everybody there ordered it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy.
Now, that's just north of Milwaukee, right, Glendale?
Right.
Yeah. Glendale. Okay.
Here's another cool thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Up in the northwest corner, in a town called Luck, they used to make the Dunkin' Yo-Yos.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a museum there. Oh. I mean, there's nothing else really, but there's a museum.
They have a yo-yo museum?
Yeah, the world's largest yo-yo is there.
Oh,
yeah.
Love it.
I have so many Dunkin' yo-yos at home.
World's largest. It's
just unbelievable.
Do you have a pink one?
I have a pink one. I have a speckled, black speckled one, and one that actually lights up. And one is a kind of a butterfly shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love those. Those are easy to grip.
Well, how big is the largest yo-yo?
Oh.
Chest high, waist to chest high.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Well, we were talking about your Swatch off the air, and you have a collection of Swatch watches as well.
I
collected watches for a long time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You collect a lot of things along the way?
Yeah, sure. You must be big collectors, right? A lot of stuff around the house.
No.
Well, we used to. We do a lot of international trips, so we'd pick up a little thing here or there. We just picked up something new on an international trip, actually.
We did.
We were in.
It's a total surprise.
Yeah, total surprise. We got a bill in the mail last week. We drove where we shouldn't have in Italy.
Well, what happens? What do you mean?
We had rented a car, and we went to a town called Lucca, and we didn't know that you weren't supposed to drive cars in the central square, which a lot of towns over there do that.
Yeah. Okay.
But
without a permit. They had a little parking area with about 10 cars, and we were looking for a place to park, and so we'd check it out.
So we got a ticket in the mail. We've been telling everyone to be careful because
how much?
Yeah, it was $58 euro. €58.
But we thought it was a scam at first because on our WhatsApp. I mean, we don't use WhatsApp, but when you're in Europe, you do. And so we got this notification. This charge on your credit card. I'm like, whatever. So
a scam. Yeah.
The next morning, she said, "Hey, our credit card was charged." I'm like, "What?" So I started looking into it.
Yeah.
And it's all in Italian, and so I had to copy it, put it in translator, and then it said the location, and I said, "Were we ever at this place?" So we're all looking at Google Maps, and
skeptics that we are.
Our son pulls it up on Street View, and we're like, "Oh yeah, we were there." And there's the big X,
huge sign with X's, and we thought, well, maybe it means don't park.
Yeah, I guess so.
We don't speak any Italian, not a word. I mean, so.
But you said there were parked cars there. They're kind of a little deceptive,
isn't it? You can buy a permit. Yeah.
Oh, didn't do that.
There you go.
Okay.
Boy. Live and learn, right?
Yeah, I guess so. You never go back there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we got time for one or two more favorites of yours.
Oh,
far as historic stuff, what have you gone back to see because you didn't get enough the first time? Anything that you want to see again?
Oh, there's so much.
Oh, yeah.
The state is so full. I mean, we have a list of over 500 things for a second edition of a Secret Wisconsin.
Yeah. We've got 1,400 in this first one.
Yeah, and it's always, I keep lists all the time, and we find something, I'll add it, and, so it's...
Right here, right in your backyard, the Capitol.
Okay.
I think it's fun to go there and look for the fossils.
The fossils?
A lot of people don't know about that, but there's fossils in the marble, in the granite.
I did hear something about this.
Yeah, and if you go in on the main floor, you could talk to the desk, and they'll give you a list of where they're at and what they look like, and then go around the Capitol and find them. Great thing for kids, free.
Yeah. They actually have a map?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, that's something for the
kids
to do. And they're kind
of, I mean, we enjoyed looking for them.
Yeah.
It was something different.
Right.
And she mentioned free. Our Secret Wisconsin, you can experience everything in the book for $64.80. We like free stuff.
Everything in the book for that?
Yeah. You can experience
everything in the book.
$64.80.
Okay. The name of that book is Secret Wisconsin, right? A Guide to Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. Go ahead.
On the cover.
Yeah.
This little boy with the boot
is
in Stevens Point. And there's kind of a neat story about that. It's been there since the 1800s. And it's in front of a fire department, the main fire department. And people drive by all the time and never, ever see it.
Hmm.
Because they put it away in the summer... Or they put it away in the winter when the students are there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they'll
steal it.
It gets vandalized.
Interesting.
Oh, this is just unbelievable. It really
is. Tom and Christy Maness, thank you for joining us.
You're planning my next vacation in Wisconsin.
Sounds good. Give me a call.
Very good. Great to have you in. Again, your book is available everywhere. Books are sold, right?
It is.
Amazon.
And Little Luxuries.
Thanks for having us.
Yep. Yeah. It's great having you.
Well, again,
really
safe travels to you. And we'll talk to you again sometime.
Yeah.
Definitely
have you back.
Yeah, love to have you back. 19 past the hour, coming back with more on John and Gordon.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You gotta find yourself a swinging place. You gotta fly, you gotta soar. You gotta live a little more. Don't try and fight it, you've been invited. Come on and swing.
swing. WMBX 92.7. It is John and Gordy in the morning again. We're always here each and every morning, 5 days a week. You can catch us on the Civic Media app anywhere in the damn world. And you can also text us or voice note us, and we'll play it back on the air.
Yeah, you just get on the Civic Media app and get on the WMDX part of that app and push the button that says voice note, and you can send us a voicemail. It's 23 minutes past the hour. Beautiful weather for today. Dew points are low, and so humidity is also low and high this afternoon, about 80 degrees. Right now it's 59 here. And let's check in with Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe. Good morning, Pam. How are you?
Morning, guys. Morning. Yeah, not too bad. This is pretty comfortable compared to what I think we're going to be living with later this week.
I know. It's supposed to heat up, especially by Wednesday. So we'll take it for today.
For today. It's always like this. There's certain events. You know how we always talk about when it's boys basketball state finals, there's always a nice storm or some kind of nasty weather.
Right.
Every time the Rock County Fair happens, there's this kind of heat. those poor folks, I could just, if you want to lay down money in Las Vegas, bet on 90 for the Rock County Fair. You are going to see a return on your investment.
Oh,
I'd love
beautiful.
To know if they could handicap that.
Mm-hmm. So that's happening this week, right?
They should change the time they hold it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yeah. You're right. They are going to be bringing everything in starting today, and some of the judging on some of the projects that go home will also start today. But like I said, for the most part, the real action gets started closer on Wednesday.
And now there's another county fair going on, the Columbia County Fair up near Portage.
Yep.
Right.
Yep, that'll get started again later this week with a lot of activities. That's pretty easy fairgrounds to find right off the main drag up in Portage. So, yeah, I'm trying to figure out exactly what my staff and I are going to have the time to do. We've got a FFA Foundation golf outing today, and I'm glad that the weather is going to cooperate and be halfway decent today because, like I said, later this week it could get challenging again. Farmers are going to have to do their best job trying to take care of their livestock themselves, of course, and just mitigate anything they can for the heat.
Isn't there a fair out there someplace, the World's Fair? Is it the Lodi World's Fair? They call it the World's Fair.
They don't
settle for a county.
I don't think so.
I thought there was one out there someplace.
I think
it's called Lodi Agricultural
Fair.
Well,
that's not it. Maybe I just had the wrong town. Richland Center World Fair.
I think you're making stuff
up.
Now.
I'm going to stop trying. I know there are a lot of other cities I could just put in that place, but I'm not going to do it. All right. Well, that's good to know. How did the Dane County Fair go?
You know, I think it turned out really well. Like I said, I had some real concerns about weather on Saturday morning for our Farm Bay Boogie Tractor Parade, but that all ended up to be not an issue because my tractor drivers figured after the rain moved through in the morning, they loaded up and showed up. And I really want to say thank you again to all of them that made the extra effort. You know, and for people that saw us at the fair, just stop and think that cost those people money to load those tractors. Diesel is not cheap these days.
Yeah. Right.
Just finding somebody that's got a CDL to drive some of those rigs in is a stretch. And they received nothing from me except a free pork sandwich, a 4-H potato from the potato stand, and cheese curds or cream puffs from the Stoughton FFA alumni. So they're no high stakes game, if you know what I'm saying. And I just really appreciate them making the time and the effort to come and join us for that quick parade. But boy, the kids sure love it. I'll tell you, one of my guys, Bill Mitchell from by McFarland, was busy. He lets kids climb on his tractor and, you know, get a feel for it. And every little kid, boy or girl, seemed to want to all of a sudden be a tractor driver.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're glad it went well. Yeah. It was raining earlier in the morning, and we were going to come out and see you, but checked in with you. But
John and Gordy melt in the rain, so we could not be there for that. Hey, you mentioned
I would have sold tickets for that.
you mentioned that there's sweet corn is like on the horizon for all of us. How's the sweet corn crop looking this year?
Well, I think we'll know a little bit more, maybe as soon as midweek. Everybody knows that we pretty much made knee-high by 4th of July. Mm-hmm. But here's a couple little things that you may not realize. The fields that you drive past, I think we might have talked about this before, the fields that you drive past, when you see corn in a field, chances are that is corn only for cows. Mm-hmm. There's a distinct difference between the type of corn that we grow for cows, for livestock feed, and the sweet corn that you and I consume. That will generally have a finer stalk. It will generally be a little bit shorter, and the tassels on the top of the plant will be almost white, very, very light in color. Here's the other thing. You get closer, take a look when you buy your sweet corn this year. The rows on a corn cob always have an even number.
Really?
Think about that.
Really?
The rows on a corn cob always have an even number. So take a look at your corn cob when you pick it this year. As you're mowing around it with your teeth, try to keep count, and you'll find that it's always an even number. Also, sweet corn has about 800 kernels in 16 rows. That's an average, just an average. Okay. You might see some more, some less, but that's kind of an average. And like I said, remember that corn is pretty much grown everywhere in the world, not necessarily sweet corn, but corn is grown everywhere in the world except Antarctica. That is courtesy of my friends from the corn growers telling me all that kind of fun stuff this morning. But it should be coming this week, boys. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. It's a little bit later than usual, but we should be getting it.
All right. Okay. Excellent. Well, great news about corn.
Sweet corn. I had no idea.
I'm going to be testing my corn cobs now.
Pam, you have a great day and a great week. We'll talk to you on Friday.
All right.
That's Pam Yockey.
Excellent. Thanks, fellas.
Pam Yockey, the fabulous farm babe.
Great stuff.
Yeah, with the Midwest Farm Report, which is actually right around the corner. And then we'll be back with Idiocracy on John and Gordy in the morning.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. And in just a few moments, we'll be talking to Jim Santel, big decision from the Supreme Court. We'll be talking about that in just a few moments.
Mm-hmm. 7:35, cloudy, maybe some scattered showers and thunderstorms at times today. Very warm and humid all day long. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. Not sure what others are saying because of loud background noise. Are you always saying, what? What'd you say?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, you need to call Jim and Sarah at Madison Hearing Aid Center. They help me. They help John. They can help you, too. Give them a call, 608-249-4077, or go to their excellent website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. You can take an initial hearing test there and then make an appointment. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They do a great job. Madison Hearing Aid Center. Okay.
So I couldn't use that as an excuse
what
anymore.
Do you mean?
You know, well,
can't
I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I know.
Too bad, Let's move on. All right. Let's get to the topic at hand here. Jim, welcome to the program. We were on yesterday afternoon. This decision was not made at that point.
Yeah, we had some new stuff coming
out. Yeah, we've got a new thing to talk about, and it's a huge decision, Jim. What the heck is going on here? It's like striking, like bowling, hitting strikes every time he goes to the Supreme Court.
Right, exactly. And this is not new, regrettably, but it certainly is a part of the overall trend, if you will, from the Supreme Court. And it sounds fairly wonky again, but it's an important group. It's called the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Yeah.
These are the folks who keep everything safe and secure, everything from toys to batteries to all kinds of things in the household. And so we know that a number of months ago, three of the commissioners had decided to cast some votes to stop the import of poorly made lithium-ion batteries and objecting to some staffing cuts. That draws the attention of my president. and he terminates them or tries to. Mm-hmm. And that's the most important point. They appeal this as they rightly can under the theory that president has no capacity legally, congressionally to do this, can't fire commissioners.
Right.
And lower courts agree with that, say, no, I've got to be reinstated. Supreme Court just yesterday says, nope, once again, the president does have this capacity to do it. He is the commander in chief. He is the Constitution vests the executive power in the president without any more reference than that.
That's
Supreme
not
Court
good.
Says, go ahead, fire them. This once again, as we have talked in this broadcast repeatedly,
yeah.
emergency docket, shadow docket, yeah. no reasons, simply giving Donald Trump permission to do the illegal thing that he is doing
yeah.
when it comes to these and other folks.
This is outrageous. I don't even know how to approach something like this. You know, they did mention that these are three Democratic
yes.
individuals. And right. using politics in the reasoning, you would think somewhere along the way that would be a First Amendment issue,
right?
Wouldn't it?
It should be all probably all amendments, but yes, absolutely.
All amendments, yeah.
Right? It just said their names are Mary Boyle, Richard Trumka, Alexander Honsarek. And again, even though, again, they've got those partisan backgrounds, they come to this, as do all these folks, as commissioners. They don't do things that are political, overtly partisan in nature, right? They do things to keep us safe and secure.
Right.
That should be an issue that crosses parties, Republicans and Democrats, and it has been. Not to say that they have not disagreed with things, but what you do is you strip this institution of its ability to do its job. We know that the Supreme Court also said when it comes to a thing called the Merit Systems Protection Board, the National Labor Relations Board, all these things, where the president also stripped those folks, stripped the commissioner of some folks, commission of those participants. Again, giving him the authority just because he's the president, it's the Constitution, and saying, go ahead and do it. The other piece of this, once again, yeah. shadow docket. We've got no explanation for it, and yet there we are.
But
there we are once again.
No, wasn't that commission... on this board, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, wasn't it split up equally? It was like Democrats and Republicans,
sure.
right?
Sure. That's exactly how this is typically done. There are appointments made to ensure that if there's any concern about this being partisan in nature, that you've got roughly equal representation.
It's exactly.
not perfect, of course. It never is because you've got human beings here. But again, the concept, which I think, John, you're all over here, is these are people, yes, appointed from those pockets, if you will. But the question of whether or not a particular toy is mm-hmm. safe for toddlers, is that really something that's on the partisan agenda of one party? No, it should be everybody, right?
And, right.
And again, the issues that they deal with are to keep us safe and secure. The president doesn't like what you do. You run afoul of him. And also you're critical of staffing cuts, which is the other part of this.
Yeah.
And the answer is you're gone. And that is the United States of America endorsed by our Supreme Court that we're living in 2025. At least three of these so-called independent agencies. I know you've talked about this as well. This unified executive theory.
Yeah.
This is it in practice. This is I am the law. Again, I'll... Yeah. Quote Louis XIV, l'état, c'est moi, I am the law, I can do whatever I want, and we're seeing it yesterday once again. This is not a future problem, this is here right now.
Just outrageous.
Jim, isn't the Supreme Court supposed to be on vacation now? Aren't they done?
Right.
You know, can't we get right. up, give us a break?
Yeah, come
right.
on.
I will tell you, I teach a class at the local university here, and they keep saying to me, I thought we had the last of this
right.
back in June when you told about those 67 cases. And I said, yeah, they're still, again, showing up for work, which they should.
Yeah.
I think your point, Gordy, is just more that, gosh, can't you just work on, you know, your assignments for the fall
right.
and put
right.
together the term paper that describes what you did over the summertime and come back and do this? They do not. And again, it indicates that, again, that's the merits docket. Now we're in this situation where routinely, by my count, somewhere approaching, if not beyond, 20 different emergency orders since January.
Yeah.
And we're just going ahead. July, August, September, and then October we start all over again. This is not typical for what a Supreme Court does. And again, let the underlying litigation go ahead. Let the lower courts have the trials and have the appeals. That's how our system works. Nope. Run to the court on an emergency application from the Department of Justice, and you will get six members of our Supreme Court who will say, go ahead, do what you want, even while the underlying claims by these parties are unresolved. No judgment below. What more outrage can there be about these kinds of things?
Well, Mark in Prairie du Sac wants to throw his two cents in with this comment. Sure. The shadow docket sounds a lot like the courts that our founders in the Declaration of Independence listed as one of the indictments against King George's courts.
Hmm. Right. Absolutely. You look back, I happened to post some portions of the Declaration of Independence on Independence Day, not identified by many people who are looking at that, but that's Mark's exactly right. You're exactly right. Noting that one of the concerns was just about doing things. They didn't use the word transparency, but one of their concerns with King George was, tell us what you're doing, do these things in a way that gives us due process, and give us a feel that even if the judgment against us is bad, we don't like it, that we've had our shot in court, and we know what the judges are doing. That's a democracy, and of course, that's not what we had at the starting of this nation as colonies. That's what we're supposed to have now. And then again, you think about that hilarious but very sobering portion of Hamilton, where you have that comical King George coming forward saying, "You'll be back," and singing that. You wait and see, and indeed, we appear to be, if not completely back, pretty darn close to being exactly what we had at the time of the Declaration of Independence.
It almost seems like the courts of our land don't mean anything at all. They can make all the decisions they want, and if you get it into the Supreme Court's area, they negate every damn decision these courts are coming up with, and they're making sense. They're actually reading the Constitution. They're telling us why they're making these decisions, with even long decisions, 80-page decisions. And yet the Supreme Court does whatever the hell it wants at this point. You know, we should have been at least, I guess they tipped their hand when they got rid of the Chevron decision.
Right.
I mean, that was one of the major decisions, things that the Republicans did not like for so many decades. And, where they left departments up to handle what Congress intended to, pass as far as laws are concerned for each, like the EPA or whatever else, the Department of Education. They intended certain things to happen in those departments, and the departments had control of that, and they got rid of that, and then they threw the decision into the lower courts to make the decisions for them. Instead of using expertise, they used the legal system to come up with the end result.
And we use you don't want me, you don't want Jim Santel deciding major issues about engineering and medicine and science and
well, actually,
space
I trust
travel,
you more
all
than
kinds
I...
of things. Yeah. I know a very little bit about a thing about this wide or so.
Yeah.
And yet, if my gut tells me that there's something wrong with the lower court decision, that's enough. That, too, it's all a part of this overall. It is, as you mentioned, Project 2025. It is chipping away at the confidence that Americans have always had, even in an imperfect system. Nobody looks at this system and says, oh, it's every single day they're doing absolutely the right thing. But we've got the checks and balances. We no longer have that. Interestingly, if I can throw another thing out on the table here.
Yeah, please.
We also had, speaking about those lower court judges, you had a couple of judges also yesterday, big news day in rule of law things. Yeah. You had a couple of judges, one in Tennessee, one in Maryland. We've talked about the Maryland judge before. This has to do with Kilmer Armando Abrego Garcia once again.
Yes.
He is ordered released. He is ordered released by a judge named Waverly Crenshaw, who says government has put a poor attempt together to tie Abrego to this gang, MS-13. He orders him released as he is not a danger to the community. And that's on the underlying criminal case. Remember this, he's indicted. Mm-hmm. And then he got Judge Zinnes, who's in Maryland. She is handling the immigration case within minutes, maybe even seconds. She issues another order and says, oh, by the way, if you are thinking of going and picking him up and deporting him now that he's no longer in custody, don't you dare. That happened yesterday within minutes of each other, two different jurisdictions, Abrego Garcia. And again, it shows what the lower court judges are doing, candidly, to protect not just Abrego Garcia, but the fundamental notion of how these things should work.
Yeah.
And it's no small thing that it happened again yesterday. We will see what the government does. Mr. Abrego Garcia plainly in the target. We also have this outrageous situation where the Justice Department is saying that that if in fact he is released, they will, even while he's under indictment, they'll deport him again.
What?
That's the kind of thing that's going on from our time. So it's just wild. But we do have lower federal judges, to the extent that they can, who are still saying, you know what, the Constitution means something. We need to support them, candidly, and let them know that we are supportive of, if not the substance of the decisions, the method that they pursue in their work.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Jim, we will take a quick break here. Stay with us.
Come back with more.
Yep, we'll have more right after this on John and Gordy in the Morning.
I fought the law and the law won. 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 I fought the law.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX 92.7, Steve Miller Band. We're going to talk about the Steve Miller Band in just a moment.
Mm-hmm. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Connage Grove Road in Madison. Check out their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Jim and Sarah will set you up with an appointment there. You can count on them. They're helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Give them a call. Madison Hearing Aid Center, 608-249-4077, or go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Yeah, playing some Steve Miller, some great stuff. His early stuff, I really love, like Brave New World and Living in the USA.
Quicksilver Girl.
Yeah. Paul, when you were here, in the late 60s, you saw the Steve Miller Band before they were the Steve Miller Band, right?
They were the Imitations.
Yeah?
it was Miller, Buzz Skaggs, Ben Sidran, and I think their most popular venues were fraternity parties, which some of us would wait until about 11 o'clock at night and crash those. and get to hear them, and it was fun.
That was like what, mid-60s, 66, 67?
62.
Really early.
62, 63, because I think by the end of 63, Miller had left Madison.
Yeah, moved to either San Francisco or Texas or somewhere out west. Yeah, yeah, those were some fun times.
And I think that's around, he had the Saving Grace album, was Sailor.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember one song, Dear Mary, off the Sailor album was always one of my favorites. And I heard those on, the old underground station.
Yeah, FM, Progressive FM.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Those were fun times.
By the way.
Yeah, go ahead.
Before, when we were discussing... I forgot the names of those authors of those books, or the names of the books. Kramer's book is The Politics of Resentment. Arlie Hochschild's first book is Strangers in Their Own Land.
Hmm.
And in that case, she tells one story about a guy working for a chemical company who was a Trump supporter. And one of his jobs was to take the chemicals and dump them in the swamp, thus poisoning
you know,
the bayous, the very place where he lived, where his family and friends were dependent upon recreation and food. And yet he was a Donald Trump supporter. And that may not sound logical, but you read her books and you start to get an understanding of sort of what's going wrong here in terms of the political realignment. And in terms of this business of standing in line, you get the political realignment where FDR brings together working people with the New Deal, which pretty much holds up until 68, when Richard Nixon adopts his Southern strategy, which is to exploit in the South the resentment towards the civil rights movement. That creates a new realignment. And while he's not as great as Trump is going to be, Nixon does the same thing. And he speaks to estranged white male Americans and, you know, basically says, I'm going to stop these people from getting in line ahead of you. Ronald Reagan did the same thing. And so this is a problem for the Democratic Party, because it really needs to bring together working people of all races in a common movement to bring greater equity to our society for everybody.
Right. And they frame it in a way that the Democrats are always giving handouts to these people, and, you know, that's the problem. They want freebies.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so they've kind of turned it, you know, against the Democrats in a way that is kind of convoluted and bizarre. And I want to throw something in. This came over the weekend. Trump exempts more than 100 polluters from environmental standards, exempting dozens of chemical manufacturers, oil refineries, coal plants, medical device sterilizers, and other polluters from Clean Air Act rules, believe it or not. One rule exempts about 50 polluters from reducing cancer risks of people living within 6 miles of a chemical plant by 96%. So Trump's actions will cause more cancer, birth defects, and more children to suffer asthma. These exemptions only last, by the way, 2 years.
Yeah.
So.
And my guess is geographically where that's happening is most likely in areas where people voted for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. First state comes to mind, Texas, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are chemical alleys, you know, there are cities that are, you know, just built on that. And they're trying to clean up the cities where, you know, minority areas are included, and they're very near these chemical plants. So they're trying to clean it up, and they can't do it.
Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. Paul Soglin, thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon. We appreciate it.
Again, within a couple of weeks.
All right.
Very good. It's former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958. Some things remain constant. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Go to verlomattress.com or one of their locations in Madison on the east side or west side. That'll do it for us for today. Stephanie Miller is next.
Can't wait.
And we'll be joining Pat Kreitlow in just a few minutes on the Civic Media Radio Network. We hope you have a great day. So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.